What's up, guys? This is actually podcast number two in one sitting. Crazy, right? But I figured I would just make a lot because I'm in the mood. But it kind of fits on theme with what we're going to talk about today, which is creativity. And that's a really broad, really broad thing to talk about. There's so many different things we can talk about. And so I have a structure, but maybe it'll stray. I don't know. Basically, this whole entire idea came from procrastinating an assignment, and I got it done today. I actually thought I had until 11:59 tonight, but then I realized that it's actually due at 5 p.m. So I locked in, but I got it done. But on the note of procrastination and creativity, one of the first things that you need to do to get the ball rolling, or anything that you want to do that's creative, or not even, I think everything's creative. It doesn't even have to be creative. Just anything you want to do, you just need to start it. One of my teachers from my business and design program, shout out Mr. Schwab, he always told me that I just need to start something. I think I was working on the first apparel thing for Searching for Silver Linings, and I'm like, what do you think I should do? What concepts, what should I plan out? And then he was telling me, if you have an idea, just start it and see where it goes from there and build onto it. Because the worst thing that you can do is that your creative idea dies. If you don't take action, if you don't initiate your creative idea in the moment when you have it, it's going to die. And sometimes those creative ideas never see the light of day. And so, again, reiterating back, you just need to start it. If you want to do something, if you want to, finish your homework, just start it. You don't have to know everything that you're doing in the homework. You figure it out as it goes. But as long as you start it, you're on the road to completing it, right? If you have an idea, just do it. But basically, that was what happened a couple nights ago. I was in my room, working, and then I was working on the project, right? And then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? I feel like making a podcast. I want to make a podcast really badly. But then I was like, nah, I gotta do my homework. And it was just procrastination, but also creative idea. So, also it can go hand in hand too. If you're procrastinating a creative idea, just start it, right? And your creative ideas are literally endless. I believe that everybody is creative in their own way. It doesn't always have to be in the form of art. For example, I'm going to use my mom. She is the most creative thinker in the way that she takes things and reimagines it. I remember this one day I was really sick, and I had a tissue box, right? And it's one of those rectangular ones that is kind of bulky, but I could still fit it in my backpack. But basically I had a tissue box, and then I put it downstairs the night before, so I remember to bring it to school. I come downstairs the next morning and it's flat. It's completely taped. But it's because my mom took apart this cardboard tissue box and reconstructed it so that the sides of the box was actually shorter than it normally was, but it still fit the same amount of tissues. And again, that's just so creative, right? That's such creative thinking. That's not even art. Creativity and creative ideas are not limited to, art or aesthetics or anything that looks appealing. It can come from creating solutions that you don't even think of, right? So, yeah. And creativity flows through getting inspiration from other people. I definitely get inspiration from other people all the time. Inspiration bank, whatever, I don't know what we're calling it, but it's Pinterest. I love Pinterest so much. When I'm at the gym, in between sets, I will literally be scrolling on Pinterest just to look at what there is out there. and what outfits I can replicate, what photos I can retake, what like different, I don't know, different vibes are out there. I just love Pinterest, but that's where I get my inspiration from. Other times though, I normally, like, if I get into kind of a creative block, or if I'm just like not experiencing anything that is like creative, mentally stimulating for my creativity, yeah, I try to switch up the routine. A lot of people say this, but like if you are doing something every single day, that becomes a pattern, that becomes something that your muscle is used to, it becomes muscle memory. And so you don't really take into account the smaller details that go into that routine. Let's say you're walking to class and you pass by a building every single day, you're not going to pay as much attention to that building because you just know it's always going to be there, right? But if you switch up your routine, take a different route, let's say, you know, you go down a different pathway, and this time you actually see a flower garden that you didn't know existed on campus. So it's things like that when you switch up your routine and get out of that creative, or that can get you out of that creative block. And again, to reiterate, like, creativity is so subjective. Everyone feels a different inclination to create in their own way, and so you have to create in your own way. You know, that can be through the way you dress, the way you design something, a concept that you created and you want to pursue, just anything like that. But with creativity and with your own creativity and your own ideas and endeavors, it comes with criticism, and it also comes with opinions, right? And so it's really important to stay open-minded, but also I'm trying to think of a word. Stay open-minded, but also stay very, I don't know, strong-willed. Stay very true to yourself. Again, it's like, okay, let's say, you know, you want to wear an outfit, but you are getting a lot of backlash or opinions about how it's ugly. Take some of it with a grain of salt, but also don't give a fuck, right? Like, don't give two fucks about what other people think. A really big thing that I tell myself is, like, I would not take criticism from somebody that I wouldn't take advice. I don't know if that makes sense or if that's just like a really toxic way of thinking, but, you know, I value the opinions of my friends more than the opinions of a stranger, because my friends really know me for who I am. They know my, like, morals and values, and they also know my style and, like, my personality, what would fit me, what would not fit me. And so I would take into consideration their opinions more than a stranger, because you just don't know me, right? That's kind of like what I'm saying. But yeah, when it comes to like your creative ideas, don't give a fuck about what other people think. If it's actually something outlandish and crazy and concerning, maybe, then you should take into account your friends' opinions, and maybe they'll intervene and step in. But if it's nothing harmless to anybody else, if it's not affecting anybody else except your own personal life, why should you care, right? It's your life. You choose. You decide what to do with it. Be creative. Do what you want to do. Wear what you want to wear. And don't give any fucks about it. And yeah. I don't know. This is kind of a short podcast about creativity. But at the end of the day, let those creative juices flow, right? Initiate your creative ideas. Don't let them die. Get inspiration from other people, other things. Switch it up every so often, right? Creativity is not just for the arts. It's always about, I don't know, different ways of thinking, new solutions, diversity. And yeah, don't give two fucks. Don't care about what other people think, unless it's like actually affecting them. Yeah, but if it's something harmless, like an outfit, do you. That's all I got for today, but maybe we'll revisit this topic in the future with some more some more stuff. But thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys in another podcast. Peace.